DW Council notes, Estevan City Council gave first reading to several bylaws related to property taxes during Monday night's meeting. The primary one was the property tax bylaw. It was noted during the meeting, after a question by Count Kirsten Walliser, that there will not be an increase for the municipal portion of property taxes this year. City Manager Jeff Ward said they are waiting for confirmation on the education portion of property tax. Three other bylaws were also given first reading. The first is the library levy, which will generate $403,000 for the Southeast Region Library and local library operations. It amounts to more than $35.74 per capita. The money generated by the bylaw will cover the city's commitment to the library this year. A business improvement district, BID, levy, which is the newest of the three charges, will be charged to each property, and will generate a total of $27,500 for BID. Finally, the health levy will be assessed to generate approximately $102,000 for regional health care. The bylaws will require second and third readings before being approved. Also during the meeting, council approved the tender for road rehabilitations in the Hillcrest subdivision. Genco Asphalt was awarded the work for $751,412 to resurface Duncan Road's east leg from Rooks Avenue to McDonald Road, and McLeod Avenue from Galloway Street to McDonald Road. The tender will include pulverizing and removing 50 millimeters of existing asphalt, preparing subgrade, and supplying and installing subbase, base and asphalt primer tack coat asphalt. All road pre-construction arrangements are to be completed prior the projected start date of July 19. City engineer Kiflam Weldeeb said it is hoped the projected will be finished by the August 31 completion date. However, if more time is required due to weather or other events, the schedule will be adjusted accordingly. Count Shelley Varoba noted the area is busy with an outdoor paddling pool and a school. The work is expected to be completed during summer vacation, but she is concerned what would happen if there is an overlap between the project and the start of the school year. City Manager Jeff Ward said there have been some supply chain issues that have increased the budget a little bit for the project. They are finalizing the numbers for concrete and the city's installation of water mains. The total budget called for $1 million. If there is a significant variance on this, it will be brought back to council, but I don't see this being an issue, said Ward. Council also gave the green light for the Estevan Car Club to have monthly show and shines at the site of the former Cal Tire property at the intersection of 5th Street and 13th Avenue. The events will happen at 6 p.m. on the third Friday of each month, starting on May 19 and continuing until September. The car club said it hopes to bring some more activity to the downtown area. Count Lindsay Clark noted the car club as a group of enthusiasts with a common interest. They're just looking for a place, and I think it's exactly what we're looking to have downtown as people coming to the area. I think it will be a great opportunity for them as well as for our community to bring people there. Walliser and Count Travis Frank suggested have a sign prior to the event, reminding people that the site will be in use and it wouldn't be available for parking. Efarnak added the demand for parking could be higher on Fridays. Last year, the city purchased the land where Cal Tire was located. The building has since been torn down.